Just how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? If you like the chewy chocolate Tootsie Roll center, with the bright, intense pop of flavor like orange, grape, chocolate, cherry, and raspberry, the hard candy sucker on the outside, you're probably willing to find out, and if you're like me, you'll lose count along the way. Tootsie.com's frequently asked questions reports on how many licks. Quote, "It depends on a variety of factors such as the size of your mouth, the amount of saliva, etc. Basically, the world may never know." Unquote. So why begin a spooky tale with Tootsie Pops? Not a very scary topic, admittedly. But this story is about getting to the very center of things. And a story that gets weirder as we go. The normal of these special suckers, bigger than dum-dums, longer lasting than some of the others, they can root us to reality. So getting to the center of things, it's been on my brain, and you've probably seen the Tootsie Pop art that's out there, especially if you visited the Whispering Gallery on Facebook. They're kinda cool. Welcome to the Whispering Gallery podcast. I'm Suzanne Nicolaiasen, and if this isn't your first rodeo or time listening, you know that together we seek out the spooky, unusual, and fascinating stories from the art world. To understand the art and the related unknown a little better, and boy howdy, did I find another strange doozy of a pseudoscience story for you today. Try to say that 10 times fast. I'm all researched out and can give you the down low on unreal hollow earth drawings. Have you heard about the hollow earth theory? A conspiracy theory you easily dismissed. There are some drawings about what the space was imagined to look like. Not to mention hollow earthers. Is that a demographic? Both credible and incredible people who are part of the story, including Leonard Euler, a Swiss mathematician, Cyrus Reed Teed, American physician who ended up thinking he was the Messiah, Edmund Halley, as in Halley's Comet, and hero Admiral Byrd and his not-so-secret diary and Shangri-La-like story. It's out there. And in America, there was John Cleves Sims. Symes, it's spelled S-Y-M-M-E-S. The illustrations themselves are in pen and ink, mostly, diagramming the hollow earth as early infographics that are a bit scary, as only a fantastical conspiracy theory-ish geography meets sci-fi stories about a crazy big hole at the North Pole and the South Pole leading to the center of the earth can be. You just can't make this stuff up. Oh, wait, yes, they did. And science doesn't care what you draw, it doesn't make it real. It's not a new idea. The hollow earth theory is kind of like the retro toy. The easy bake oven comes complete with easy access points at the poles called Sims holes that lead down into the inside world of the hollow earth, with its own sun or illumination, details differing depending on the person. The occasional theorist dipping a finger into the metaphorical cake batter with other strange phenomena like UFOs, now more popularly called UAPs. Simply put, the details of an imagined world. In the end, out of the oven comes, instead of the perfect tiny cakes we love, empty pans, thin air. From Geek's Guide to the Galaxy Culture, 12/11 of 2020 on Wired.com's article, "The Hollow Earth Theory Isn't So Funny Anymore," which shares more about Owen Egerton and his book Hollow, one of NPR's books of the year in 2017. Quote, "While he was writing the book, Egerton viewed the Hollow Earth theory as a bit of harmless fun, but recent events have made him reconsider that view." Quote, "When I was writing about the Hollow Earth, I was celebrating people's ability to believe what was obviously not true," unquote, he says. Quote, "But as the book came to be, and as Donald Trump was elected, I found more and more that those conspiracy theories weren't so cute. That power could move in a bunch of different ways, and a dangerous way," unquote. Bottomless pits. You may have heard of them. Well, of course you have. Do all bottomless pits lead to the center of the earth, or just where do they end up? They're fascinating, yet we all know it. They do end up somewhere. There is a bottom, unless it's a portal? Ha, just kidding. If you drop a rock into a bottomless pit, if it keeps going, does that mean something like what happens with string theory, where the universe bends one spot to another, and the rock tumbles out into another place upon arrival? Does it fly out of the other side of the earth or poof into another dimension? Could it end up in an underworld? Or are bottomless pits just made-up stories, urban legends, good storytelling? From the Oxford Dictionary of Nursery Rhymes, "Dr. Foster went to Gloucester in a shower of rain. He stepped in a puddle right up to his middle and never went there again." Okay, I somehow thought he was submerged in a puddle and disappeared never to be seen again. I mean, that's kind of interesting too, unless you're the doctor. Plus, the reporter of the incident is either reporting hearsay or they were there. Did they try and help him? Did Dr. Foster disappear entirely? I don't remember hearing anything more about him. There's also Rumpelstiltskin, where a miller throws his daughter under the bus with the king. She's locked in a room and instructed to spin the straw into gold, bartering with a little man who can pull it off. Less a necklace and a ring, the king married her. Along comes her firstborn child, and the little man shows up. Compromising, he tells her he won't take her child if she can guess his name. On her third day trying to guess, with some help, she got his name, and he was so very angry, he stomped on the floor, falling through, to never be heard from again. That's some dodgy castle building, to have floors that don't hold up to an angry foot stomp. Maybe the miller's daughter was dabbling in alchemy, and things got out of hand, turning straw into gold. Storytellers refer to supernatural beings as little men, goblins, aliens, fae, often coming from the forest or from inside the mountain. But we're not here for the Brothers Grimm today. Besides sinkholes and watery blue holes, there are a couple of holes that are rumored to be bottomless pits, not made up. How would you prove it's bottomless? Didn't hear the rock land after you threw it in? Send down a measuring tape? Knowing what's sometimes thrown to the elements, maybe you'd find an old tire or couch. Hey, insert name here. Let's see if we can hear this reach the bottom. Someplace deep in the earth lies this wreckage. Rest in peace. So, what are they? Where do bottomless holes end up? Or like we were considering, to the very center of the earth? Probably not. And each one being unique, it's clear there aren't always easy answers. Could you really dig a hole to China, for example? When I was a kid, I dug to the bottom of my friend's sandbox, or at least I thought I did. Have you ever tried digging a hole deep enough and wide enough, as the instructions say, to plant a tree? That's usually done by hand, and that's some serious digging by itself. Think of archaeologists. Think of miners. Fun fact, thank you for this cool term, Taz. Welsh miners were known for singing. The resonance, depending on the space, could have been pretty cool. Let's just turn on our flashlights right here for a minute. There are a couple of bottomless pits on the map. As mentioned, I am serious. I've literally heard of some. While they are on the map, they may seem more paranormal or urban legend-y than real. Castle Huska's Gateway to Hell, located in Czechia, and Mel's Hole in the state of Washington in the United States. And there's one that seems to have been resolved in Carlsbad Caverns, where the bottom of the bottomless pit was eventually found. There are rumors of one in Siberia, plus there's one opened by an angel in the Bible. The University of Michigan provides the story from the King James Version of the Bible. Revelations chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. Quote, 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. 2. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. 3. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Okay, that's enough to feel pretty freaking scary, pretty epic. Just when were they thinking this happened? Or Revelations thinking this happens, the author, that is. When exactly are the 1,000 years supposed to begin? The deepest man-made hole as far as 2023 is a 7-plus-mile, 40,230-feet deep hole called the Kola Superdeep Borehole SG-3. There were two other hole drilling attempts with different names, and this one made it one-third of the way through the Earth's crust. It was also called the Hole to Hell. The drilling began in 1970 and ended in 1995 due to the lack of funds. The hole is in Russia, not far from the border with Norway, on the Kika Peninsula. Have you heard about the Hole to Hell? I mean, right? The legend goes that the Kola Superdeep Borehole, Z44, had been drilled straight through to hell, from where strange sounds were emitted. This was debunked. Wikipedia gives us some details, so we can snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh. Quoting Wikipedia, they reported no supernatural encounters. The recording of tormented screams was later found to be looped together from various sound effects, sometimes identified as the soundtrack of the 1972 movie Baron Blood, unquote. What do you do with a super deep borehole when you're done, so nobody twists an ankle or whatnot? The Kola Super Deep Borehole was closed, welded shut, and then the site was abandoned. There is another one in China being drilled. I don't know the state of that one, or if they finished their project. The first deepest hole is the Russian Super Deep Kola Borehole. The Great Blue Hole is a 1,000 feet vertical hole. And then there is Derinkuyu, the underground city, and the Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory. There's a lot of things underground, as we all know. So far, drilling these super deep holes hasn't been enough to pass through the crust of the Earth. And they haven't shared news that they've popped into an inside world tucked away underneath the Earth's surface. There's some science telling us what's under the crust and to the core. Columbia University shares, quote, when an earthquake occurs, the seismic waves, P and S waves, spread out in all directions through the Earth's interior. Seismic stations located at increasing distances from the earthquake epicenter will record seismic waves that have traveled through increasing depths of the Earth. Seismic velocities depend on the material properties such as composition, mineral phase, and packing structure, temperature, and pressure of the media through which seismic waves pass. Seismic waves travel more quickly through denser materials and therefore generally travel more quickly with depth. Anomalously, hot areas slow down seismic waves, seismic waves move more slowly through a liquid than a solid. Molten areas within the Earth slow down P waves and stop S waves because their shearing motion cannot be transmitted through a liquid. Partially molten areas may slow down the P waves and attenuate or weaken S waves. When any wave passes through the media with distinctly differing velocities, reflections, refraction, bending, and the production of new wave phases, e.g. an S wave produced from a P wave, often result. Sudden jumps in seismic velocities across a boundary are known as seismic discontinuities. This was from evidence for internal Earth structure and composition at Columbia EDU. Geology and the underworld. What is down there 4,000 miles deep in the deep down at the center of the Earth? The Earth's core is almost the size of the moon. The pressure down there is beyond intense and extreme heat. What is at the center of the Earth and how do we know the Earth is solid and not hollow? I mean, there are caves after all, pockets of gas, water, etc. Science, or that's kind of generic, would it be geology? Or some kind of planetary specialty study? The Earth was formed, basically clumps of material came together. Quote, the inner core is a hot, dense ball of mostly iron. It has a radius of about 1,220 kilometers, that's 758 miles. And temperature in the inner core is about 5,200 degrees Celsius, 9,392 degrees Fahrenheit. The pressure is nearly 3.6 million atmosphere, ATM. Unquote. That is from sciencefocus.com, Planet Earth, What is at Earth's Core? From the National Geographic Society. We do know a few things about what it would take to get to the center of the Earth, but we wouldn't be able to withstand the pressure or heat or solid state of iron core or the liquid iron nickel outer core, thick lower and upper mantle, thick like molasses, and the crust which moves with plate tectonics. The deeper you go, it's pretty inhospitable to humans. Sure, there are hollow hills, caves, but not a hollow Earth. Some of my notes came from Earth, Third Rock from the Sun, lecture on Wondrium, Understanding the Universe, by a professor at U of C Berkeley. I'm not a geologist, clearly, and I don't have the inside scoop on gravity or the magnetic field of Earth, or obliquity, the tilt causing our seasons. Thank you, Google. Thanks to the people who do study this and do know, there are so many nopes about the hollow Earth. I'm not sure when the movement P and S waves became a thing or how accessible this information was to the individuals creating their hollow Earth theories out of thin air, kind of. But some of them were looking for answers, like Edmund Halley, who lived 1656 to 1742 in London. Yes, that Halley, the very one. He was the royal astronomer who also figured out stars aren't fixed in one place. And he found himself at age 36 in 1692 trying to figure out what was causing unusual compass readings. His hypothesis of what maybe could be causing the unusual readings? Halley got pretty specific, if not a little sketchy. Get it? Ha, drawing? He was kicking around the idea that the Earth had two inner shells with atmospheres, each luminous somehow and possibly inhabited. And there was a core, of course. If each of these inner layers had its own magnetic poles and would be rotating at different speeds, well, come on, that's how he could explain the unusual readings. The universe is a complex place. But boy, howdy, that's quite the complex sci-fi mechanism. In the drawings, it kind of makes me think of the large rotating launch pad from the movie Contact, with the rotating spherical components. From Jules Verne's Journey to the Center of the Earth, quote, where did the truth stop? Where did error begin? I was all adrift among a thousand contradictory hypotheses, but I could not lay hold of one, unquote. This is the Journey to the Center of the Earth original movie trailer from 1959.
It's unthinkable to But it must be true. A man took some tools and went where no human being had ever set foot. Alone. Went into the interior of the earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is James Mason. Come along with Pat Boone and me, Arlene Dole, Diane Baker, and Gertrude the Duck, and discover sights and sounds and wonders no living man has ever witnessed before, filmed in the incomparable magic of CinemaScope. We'll take our leave of civilization on the bleak, barren wastes of Iceland, peer in awe at the bottomless crater of an uncharted volcano, make the perilous descent into the unknown. You'll pioneer with us through countless miles of trackless labyrinths, discover huge subterranean caverns never beheld by human eye, become lost in the weird underground maze. You'll find yourself engulfed in grotesque, petrified jungles, marvel at the fantastically beautiful quartz grotto, tumble into cascading salt beds, escape from hissing steam caves, behold the staggering underground ocean. You'll encounter breathtaking dangers beyond belief here at the center of the earth.
This is from CineView 1 on YouTube. That's CineView 1. And it was posted 12 years ago. The address is www.youtube.com/watch?v=4GSN66CBNSC. John Cleves Sims Jr., or Sims, self-published Circular Number 1 in 1818, detailing his hollow earth theory that there were 5 concentric rings to the earth. Yep, I had to look up concentric. Think of the rings around a bullseye with even spacing of the circles. This he later narrowed down to 1. He tried to gain support to embark on a polar expedition to go and see if his theory was right. One of his children wrote that his theory became kind of a running joke in the papers. Entangled, science and fiction. Bold moves like boreholes drilled deep into the Earth's crust, never arriving at the intended goal of reaching the Earth's mantle. I was watching Into the Inferno by Werner Herzog on Netflix, and at first glance, I mean, magma, isn't that the next layer? Nope, it turns out the mantle is solid rock. Bottomless pits with unknown depths. Speculative science fiction about massive access holes in the North and South Poles, leading to an imagined inner realm. We are smack dab in the middle of our story, but let's stop here for now and finish up on the Hollow Earth concept drawings in our next episode. Infographics and diagrams pointing directly to the holes in the wistful Hollow Earth data points. So many rabbit holes, so little time. Looking for any of the links mentioned in this episode? Please visit our link tree for shortcuts to the enamel skull pin, the Whispering Gallery t-shirt, how to listen online, and more. That's at https://linktr, so it's linktr.ee/whispering-gallery-podcast. That's whispering-gallery-podcast. When I got started with the Whispering Gallery, I was fresh out of illustration school, and motivated by Scott Philbrook and Forrest Burgess from Astonishing Legends. I'd listened to their podcast, commuting from Sandy to South Salt Lake and back again, many times. And I'd heard a great home art studio spooky story from one of my professors, and I believed there had to be more spooky art stories to tell. Offering a short PSA for other spooky story lovers, if you like the Whispering Gallery, I bet you'll really like Astonishing Legends, too. One of their recent stories became an instant classic in my book, The Hitchhiker of Mongolian Rim, in October of 2023. It's a true story told by a scientist about encountering a hitchhiker in the middle of nowhere and the unexpected events that unfolded. This year, we are missing about 6 episodes, very unintentional, and thank you for your patience. I have been figuring out Graves' disease, and there's an aspect that deals with cognition and concentration. Clearly, it made a dent, but I'm still here. Ways you could support the Whispering Gallery podcast: rate and review the show on whatever platform you listen to the Whispering Gallery on, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. I'd really appreciate it if you'd do me a favor and give me one of those snazzy ratings. Tell a friend about the Whispering Gallery by sharing your favorite episode with them. One of the favorites of a lot of people has been the episodes about the Oracle of Delphi and Circe. Ways to feel a bit more part of our Whispering Gallery community, and together with your peeps, consider getting a Whispering Gallery t-shirt as one way to feel a part of things. It's a dark heather gray t-shirt with our skull logo and shades of purple and 70s groovy lettering. Next up, another way would be to grab a skull acrylic pin, DM me on Facebook your name and address and I'll send you one, or buy one as listed on our link tree. To get there, it's https://linktr.ee/whisperinggallerypodcast. Many thanks to Free Sound and the talented audio contributors. Credits for music and sound effects will be in the show notes. Fair use statement. The use of audio from the trailer for Journey to the Center of the Earth, original movie trailer, 1959, was used under fair use as an educational support for our story. As posted by CINEVIEW1 on YouTube 12 years ago. The URL is https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=4gsn66cb9sc. You can watch the 1959 version of Journey to the Center of the Earth on Amazon Prime and the 2008 version on Hulu. Until next time, museum goers, remember to keep your flashlights close and your spooky art stories closer when visiting the Whispering Gallery.